You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Gilseth. We have an exciting opportunity to share for Lutheran high school students who are looking to attend Concordia Universities. Today's episode of The Coffee Hour is underwritten in part by Concordia University Wisconsin. You can learn more about Concordia University Wisconsin at cuw.edu. And speaking of Concordia, I have four Concordia representatives with me today. It is a full virtual house of our Concordia Universities for a very exciting thing that we get to talk about. Joining me, Dr. Jamie Kowalczyk, Vice President for Strategic Operations and Chief of Staff at Concordia University Chicago. Thanks for joining me today, Jamie.
Hi, good to be here.
And also Brianna Winnes, Assistant Director of Undergraduate Admission at Concordia University St. Paul. Welcome back, Brianna.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
And also Aaron Roberts, Associate Vice President of Undergraduate Admissions at Concordia University Nebraska. Welcome, Aaron.
Also wonderful to be here.
And Leah Terp, Director of Undergraduate Admissions at Concordia University, Wisconsin. Welcome, Leah.
Thank you for having me.
So we have a very exciting thing to talk about today. Leah, what is LCMS Direct Admission Program?
Well, our pilot CUS Direct Admission Program is a program developed to engage our LCMS high school seniors in this first year to offer a streamlined and guaranteed acceptance to four of the CUS institutions of Chicago, Nebraska, St. Paul, and Wisconsin.
What does that mean then for a high school senior?
So high school seniors have a great opportunity to partner with their guidance counselors who will seamlessly and simply send us their information. So we ask the high schools to provide us with a list of their eligible seniors with various data points, and they're going to send it right on over to us for our universities to offer a official acceptance award to those students as they begin their senior year.
So let's talk about what that senior journey might look like for students. Where does this kind of fit into the admissions process for high school seniors? Brianna?
Yeah, for seniors, it provides the ability for them to confirm their place at a Concordia. So it does simplify the process. It allows them to move forward in their enrollment steps sooner. And it does not bind them to that particular school, but gives them the option that is where they can attend. And so as they go throughout their journey of their senior year by applying and then receiving that confirmation, that acceptance, then it gives them just the ability to be able to start that process throughout the application to then be able to be prepared to start classes.
Sure. Where did this idea come from? This is a very exciting thing for both high school students and the Concordia Universities. Leah, where did this idea come from to have this type of program?
I think it's been probably spoken of in all of our offices over the last couple of years. A lot of states are introducing these programs from the flagship universities. Those of us who work in enrollment, we're seeing this happen in our own states. I know Wisconsin has it, Minnesota has it. And you want an opportunity to get to those students ahead of time and let them know how much we want them and how valuable they are to our mission. And we just took a chance. We got everybody together in the same room and said, what do you think? And everyone's like, let's do it. We just need an opportunity to connect with more of those Lutheran high school kids.
Yeah. Jamie, why was an opportunity like this something that was exciting for Concordia Chicago?
Well, for us, we really value the opportunity to be able to extend that experience that Lutheran students have in their Lutheran grade schools and their Lutheran high schools, to be able to continue that journey in a faith-based education that's one that fits, you know, their future and the vocations and callings they have. And so we want to make sure that they know about all of the Concordias and all of the great things all of us offer. And I think that this process is wonderful because it takes away a lot of the hurdles and the barriers that students might have. The barrier of an application fee, the fear that maybe I won't get in. I mean, there are certainly some eligibility requirements, but what's great about this is you'll get a guarantee within 2 days you'll know, you know, that you have a place, a seat in each of our universities. And that just takes a lot of stress off of seniors, which is such a big year, right, for making decisions.
Absolutely. Erin, how does this fit into how Concordia Nebraska already is reaching out to LCMS high school students to really try to get kids to come to a Concordia University?
Yeah, so we do a lot of things to entice and meet Lutheran families where they're at. That being said, at Concordia Nebraska, our incoming classes typically are 15% students from a Lutheran high school. And we're proud of that. We're thankful for it. But frankly, we'd like it to be a lot more. Our student body is over 50% LCMS, but most of those students are coming from public or other parochial schools. And so we would love to have a critical mass of like-minded, faith-minded students on our campus, learning together and worshiping together. And I'm very thankful for Concordia Wisconsin inviting the other Concordias to be part of this program.
Brianna, how do you see this as an advantage for students at Concordia St. Paul?
Yeah, we are excited to be able to provide this opportunity as students that are coming from a Lutheran Missouri Synod high school. We are able to also provide the space that continues to nurture their faith as they are prepared for a vocation that is Christ-centered. And so they get to continue their faith traditions at Concordia University St. Paul, which we are excited to be able to provide.
Leah, let's talk through some of the advantages of the LCMS Direct Admit Program. I think a few of them have already come up, but how does this really benefit a high school senior? What are some of the ways that this really helps them through that stressful senior year?
Yeah, so as mentioned before, really our high school guidance counselors are the partners in this journey with us and with their seniors. Simply, they're going to take those requirements, the guidelines that Jamie spoke about, and pulling that student data together for us and sending it very simply through a spreadsheet that we can pull together and get that student information to offer those awards. It really is seamless for the student. The student literally has to just allow the guidance counselor to send us their information. And then at the end of summer, basically kind of when we all start admitting students for the new recruitment cycle, they'll receive that official award from us. It's going to be great. They're going to start their senior year with opening packets of acceptance letters right away as they walk into the halls of their school for their senior year.
I am having flashbacks to applying for college in senior year, and boy, this would have been so much better than stressing over my essays. I am a Concordia Chicago alum, so I was successful in that application, but boy, this would have been so nice. Leah, you've mentioned the guidelines a couple of times. What students are eligible for the program?
Yeah, so again, right now in the pilot program, we are looking for those high school seniors in our LCMS high schools, but I guess they're technically juniors right now, right? And 2.5 GPA is that minimum grade point that we're looking for right now. Students can still be engaging with us who maybe fall below that point. We're welcoming them in as well to have the conversation, but really to get this jump started, we wanted kind of that zone of a 2.5 to make sure that we don't have too many questions about their academic rigor and so their success for them as they move forward.
Now, you mentioned this is a pilot program. What does that mean for the program right now?
So right now, we are looking to make sure that we've got all of the nuts and bolts put together. It's a big undertaking, again, bringing four schools together who are not anywhere near each other, and making sure that we're getting the right data, that the data is being shared correctly, and also that the students are getting the engagement they need to have a successful journey through that college search. And hopefully in the future, we'll have other populations of students that we can bring into this conversation.
Yeah, what does the future look like for this program? What are you thinking of? Maybe not all your plans, but what are some of the exciting things that you're hopeful that this might roll into?
Yeah, one population that we're really excited to think about and consider are LCMS students who don't attend Lutheran high schools. Mm-hmm. Again, as Erin mentioned, there's a lot of students who are members of our church, but don't have the benefit of being in an LCMS high school. So really thinking through how we engage that group of students, whether they're homeschool or attend other parochial schools or even our public schools. So that's really kind of the next step past this. But for now, we're welcoming those Lutheran high schools to join us.
That is very exciting. And this is a great program. We have more to talk about with the LCMS Direct Admission Program with representatives from Concordia University Chicago, Concordia University St. Paul, Concordia University Nebraska, and Concordia University Wisconsin. Right after we take a quick break, you're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth.
At Concordia University, Wisconsin, we believe you were created for a reason, to use your God-given gifts to help others, to live a life of self-sacrifice in a me-first world, to live a life that's uncommon. Whether you're taking one of 50-plus online programs or learning with us in person on the shores of Lake Michigan, you'll be equipped to make an uncommon impact. Learn more at cuw.edu. Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live uncommon.
Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth. I'm talking with Dr. Jamie Kowalczyk, Vice President for Strategic Operations and Chief of Staff at Concordia University Chicago, Brianna Winnis, Assistant Director of Undergraduate Admission at Concordia University St. Paul, Aaron Roberts, Associate Vice President of Undergraduate Admissions at Concordia University Nebraska, and Leah Terp, Director of Undergraduate Admissions at Concordia University, Wisconsin. And I want to talk about what makes all of your Concordias unique and special. As an alum, I know that the Concordias really are a special place for college students to learn and grow and be formed in their vocations. So let's talk about why your Concordias are so great, the strength of the Concordia University system. Jamie, let's start with you. Concordia University Chicago, what are the strengths of Concordia Chicago, some of the popular majors and minors?
Sure. So the most popular major at Concordia Chicago is the Lutheran Teacher Education Program. We started in 1864 as the Teachers College for all the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod schools. And so that's sort of what we've been and who we are. I would say what's most unique, the newest of things, we have a classical Lutheran educator program now at Concordia Chicago, and we have the only full deaconess program at any of the Concordias. Those are our things that we like to cheer about. I would say what the other advantages to coming to Concordia Chicago include the quality of the student success and experience. You know, we have so many alumni that actually work here at the universities, from Dean Kathy Gephardt in student success to our chaplain, Pastor Raddatz. We have people that know and love this place so much. And so we're welcoming you into that community. We're in Chicago, but we're not in Chicago, right? We're in River Forest. Some people still remember the days of Concordia University, River Forest. And we get the best of both worlds. So we're in a beautiful suburb, you know, west of the city, but we're really near the city for those like real world experiences and internships. And we now offer the CUC Prepared to Serve Award for anyone who's interested in church work programs. As I mentioned, we have the deaconess program, we have the classical educator program, but we also have Lutheran teacher ed, pre-sem, DCE, DPM. So, you know, we have a lot of opportunity. That guarantee is no more than $5,000 in tuition and mandatory fees for any of those church work students.
That is fantastic. And Jamie, if you were a student again, what course would you study right now? What would you enroll in?
Always education. I've started in education and I would finish in education. I love being around students.
Very good. That is fantastic. Brianna, what about you? Concordia St. Paul, what are the strengths? What are the most unique things, the most popular programs?
Yeah, there are so many wonderful things that I could share about Concordia University St. Paul. I was a student myself at CSP, and so I share with students that, you know, I think it's such a testament that you see that so many staff and faculty decide to stay after having been students themselves. And so one of my favorite parts about Concordia University St. Paul are the people that are here. So the community is phenomenal. That being said, with being in a metropolitan area, it's very intentional as to where we are located. And so we get to interact with people from all over the world.
and cultures from all over the world, which is very beautiful and so grateful for that. And also with most popular programs or programs that are popular, nursing is one of them. Have mannequins that can do just about everything but walk away. And then education is also very important to us and one of our most popular programs. And so for those that are interested in our Lutheran Classroom Teacher program, they have the opportunity after they graduate to be teaching within a private Lutheran school or a public school. They are teaching as students. They are teaching within the schools prior to graduating. And so a lot of our programs do have a requirement of an internship, which I think is a wonderful opportunity of seeing what it's like before students graduate. And so those faculty advisors are very much a part of that process of teaching students and then getting them connected out into the community. And so I also would like to lift up and something that we're proud of with for our church work students is that we do have $0 in tuition. And so any student who is eligible for our church work tuition guarantee, then the tuition cost is $0 for them. And so that's something we are proud of as well to offer.
It's fantastic. And Brianna, if you were going back to undergrad at Concordia St. Paul, what would you enroll in?
If I was going back for my undergrad, I think I would go back into theology or biblical studies and learn some Greek and Hebrew.
Yes.
If I was going back for my master's, trauma and resilience is something that I would be interested in.
Very good. Very good. All right, Erin, what are the strengths of Concordia University, Nebraska? What are some of the favorite majors, the unique things about Concordia, Nebraska?
Concordia, Nebraska, a quarter of our students are in church work. So that is a foundational thing at our university. And you've already heard that from Chicago and St. Paul. You'll hear that from Wisconsin in just a minute. But we're proud of that. Over 50% of our students come from out of state. And so it is not a suitcase college where kids go home at 3 o'clock Friday, go and come back Sunday at midnight. They're there through many of our weekends and even our small breaks. I think last count, we had 42 states represented on our campus right now. We're also unique amongst the Concordias in that we're in a rural community. And trust me, as odd as it can sound, that has its blessings and uniquenesses and strengths when it comes to building a community and having a tight-knit group of people on campus. As far as kind of programs go that are unique, a couple of years ago, we started something called the Paul Scholars Program. And this is a work education program. So currently, 10 students a year are admitted. They will work 15 hours a week on campus their first 2 years. And then their last 2 years, they'll work 15 hours a week off campus. And in each instance, they're working within their major. They do not get paid for those hours, but that pays for all of their tuition. So they graduate completely tuition-free and have 4 years of experience in their major. So that's been a wonderful addition to our campus. And then we also have a dual degree nursing program with Creighton University Omaha, Division I Big U. Students do their first 3 years at Concordia as a biology major, do 1 year accelerated at Creighton. So within 4 years, they get 2 degrees, Bachelor of Science in Nursing, and then a Bachelor of Arts in Biology. First one from Creighton, second one. And if I were to go back to college now and I wanted job security, I would do data science or I would do agricultural science. We all have to eat. Somebody has to prepare that. If I was going back to pure enjoyment, I would probably do history or theology.
These are all really great choices. And yes, that ag sci program at Concordia, Nebraska is very interesting. One of those benefits of being in a rural area, being able to have that kind of program. Very good. All right, Leah, Wisconsin, Concordia, Wisconsin. What's unique? What are those strengths? What are the favorite programs at Wisconsin?
Yeah, so I'm going to start out with the strengths. I think all-encompassing for Concordia University, Wisconsin, I love talking about our out-of-the-classroom learning experiences, like the service learning opportunities, internships and clinicals that are essential to those degree programs, and research opportunities, even as undergrad students alongside our professors. And from there, the pre-professional pathways for our students to continue on to graduate programs, whether they're here on our campus or at one of our partner schools throughout the United States. I think those are just really neat opportunities that are little known secrets around here. Our most popular programs happen to fall in health professions. So anything from nursing to the rehab sciences, imaging sciences, exercise physiology, all of those things, right? But right behind it, literally right behind it, is our School of Education. So getting those teachers out and doing what they do so well. As far as unique programs, I think our Director of Church Ministries program is super unique in that, you know, it's preparing students to serve the church in a different way, not just a classroom teacher or for pastoral ministry. And those are wonderful programs as well. But that DCM is just a neat opportunity for students who feel the call to serve the church, but in a different way. And a lot of those students, as they leave their undergrad studies, are going on to serve like in our Lutheran outdoor ministries, which is a huge need and something that we love so much, right? And then as far as the other unique program, we have a new program called Applied AI. Yes, I said AI, artificial intelligence. Everybody's talking about it, and it will continue to be a tool that we all will need to use as life goes on. And with that limitless possibility that AI will give us, we're preparing those students to design, evaluate, and responsibly deploy the AI solutions across all industries. And if I were to go back,
yes,
this was a hard one for me. I love to learn, and there's so many great opportunities. I actually would explore the opportunities of occupational therapy. I started as a psychology major, and again, love everything I learned in that. And occupational therapy has its roots in psychology. So many people have told me I would be a good fit in that area and career. So that would probably be my direction.
Very good. And hopefully our listeners have been able to, one, be very excited about all of the opportunities at all of the four of these Concordias, and also just the breadth of programming. I think sometimes it's easy to think, oh, Concordia, that's for teachers and I don't want to be a teacher, so I won't go. But all of you guys have beautifully explained that there are so many more opportunities for a variety of vocations. Not that there's anything wrong with teaching, but that's not everyone is cut out to be a teacher. And so there's just so many opportunities for high school juniors and seniors to be thinking about how a Concordia could be the place where they're going to be at college for 4 years and have all of these great opportunities in a variety of different places. Let's talk advice for the juniors and seniors who might still be applying, I suppose, and juniors who are thinking ahead to what that college career is going to look like for them. We'll go around the room, so to speak, of what is your advice as admissions professionals at Concordia Universities, your advice for college juniors and seniors as they're thinking about what they're going to do, hopefully, at your Concordia. Leah, we'll start with you.
Great. Well, if you're a high school senior, please reach out to us. It's not too late. It's okay if you're not quite ready, but when you are, engage those people who are your mentors. Allow them to help you discern and decide the best path for you. We're ready when you are. For those high school juniors, please start your search now. We'd love to meet you. We want to get to know you. Come visit us, especially this summer. It's a great time to explore and see what feels good, what feels right. And then into your senior year, consider coming back and doing that personalized campus experience to really see what we can be for you.
Aaron, what about you? What is your advice for high school juniors and seniors?
Yeah, my advice is, if you look at the tuition and room and board on a college website, things can get scary real quick. But it costs nothing to actually learn what your personalized cost will be. It costs nothing to apply. It costs nothing to complete the pre-application for federal student aid, the FAFSA. And thereby, it costs nothing to get your personalized financial aid offer. And so, other than just maybe 20 minutes of your time, so go through the process and figure it out. You already heard from all the colleges. We are heavily discounting students involved in church work. We're heavily discounting LCMS students. So just take a little bit of time and see if it's a good fit for you. It'll cost you nothing. For high school juniors, many of the Concordias are in the North or Midwest. This is a great time to visit in the spring and the summer. And our campuses look just beautiful. And we would love to have you on campus with your family to start that search.
Fantastic. Brianna, what about you? What is your advice to high school juniors and seniors?
I would echo what has been said. For seniors, it is not too late. Please do connect with us. We want to answer any questions that you have. Please come and visit. and then also apply. It's free, and we'll get back to you very shortly after that at Concordia University St. Paul. And for juniors, I would also just encourage you to begin your search if you haven't yet and go and visit all the schools that you're interested in. Meet with faculty if you're able and meet with current students and see what the best fit for you is.
And Jamie, what about you? What is your advice to high school juniors and seniors?
Colleagues all gave excellent advice, so thank you. I underscore everything they've said. And I would just add, if you're a high school senior right now, you know, I think I would say this is probably true for all of the Concordias. Institutional scholarships are still being awarded. As Erin said, you really taking that time to find out what your package really would look like, what offers are available to you. It costs nothing, and all of us are committed, each of our institutions, to making sure that you have a pathway to attend one of the Concordias. Come visit. And, you know, I will say that here at Concordia Chicago, if you visit before May 1st, you still are eligible as a senior to receive a $500 visit grant award. So take advantage of it. Come visit. We've done our spring break. So if you come and visit, you'll see the campus live, you know, with all the students and all the things they're doing. And you can kind of get a feel for, you know, would you want to be part of our community or not? For juniors, yes, please start like exploring your opportunities. Come visit us as well. You know, you can register for a sign up at cuchicago.edu/visit. It's pretty easy. And we've got a great team of young ambassadors here on campus that want to show you around and talk to you a little bit more about all of our opportunities.
Fantastic. And we'll put links in the show notes to each of your websites. We could say them all, but no one's going to remember 4 different URLs. So we will write them down for you in the show notes for this episode. It has been so great to talk about our Concordia universities and the wonderful opportunities available for high school juniors and seniors as they're looking forward to what college will hold for them as they are formed into their future vocations. Dr. Jamie Kowalczyk, Vice President for Strategic Operations and Chief of Staff at Concordia University Chicago. Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you.
Brianna Winnis, Assistant Director of Undergraduate Admission at Concordia University St. Paul. Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
Erin Roberts, Associate Vice President of Undergraduate Admissions at Concordia University Nebraska. Thanks for being my guest today.
Thank you for having me.
And Leah Terp, Director of Undergraduate Admissions at Concordia University Wisconsin. Thanks so much for being my guest today.
Thank you.
You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.